Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Today we talk about Africa. We learn about an app that is being used to fight Ebola in Uganda. Later in the program, we hear how the government in Mali has gotten the electrical system in the city of Timbuktu working again. But the way it is seeking payment for the service makes life hard for some people there. But first, Anna introduces our story on the mHero app.
The first line of defense against deadly diseases and even water shortages might just be your mobile telephone. A new software application combines health worker registries with information about patients and open messaging systems. The app, called mHero, helps to make sure of a fast response to healthcare crises and natural disasters. Marcia James has our report.
mHero stands for Mobile Health Worker Electronic Response and Outreach. It uses a revolutionary new messaging platform called Rapid Pro. The system uses trigger words to contact specialized workers if a disease like Ebola is discovered. It also helps users to follow the progress of the people they reached and create real-time data based on their responses. The new app was created in Uganda. A month ago, the country had a number of cases of Marburg, a viral hemorrhagic fever similar to Ebola. Sean Blatch is a health system specialist at UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. He explains how Uganda has excelled in providing quick containment. The Ugandan Ministry of Health says that in the next 3 months, mHero systems will be deployed around the country. mHero has wide application since it can present language and reading ability differences by using picture-based references. Nimrod Wanderer, a software developer, explains how those with little or no experience using smartphones and apps were trained in mHero. To access these databases, registered healthcare workers, NGOs, and medical clinics must first contact the Ministry of Health. Approval to use the records comes shortly after. There are also measures in place to ensure patient medical records are kept confidential. Officials are hoping that mHero and apps like it bring a new level of crisis management throughout the African continent. I'm Marcia James.
You are listening to VOA Learning English. Next, electricity in some places is dependable and hardly noticed. But in Timbuktu, a city in Mali, having electricity is now a problem for some people.
The new government in Mali has regained control of the country's north. 2 years ago, Islamic groups and separatist rebels controlled much of the area. But life has not yet returned to normal in the area. Most public services are not fully operational.
The government took a number of steps after the end of the occupation. One of the first was to bring back the electric power grid and create a system for people to pay for power use.
But that system has become a hardship for some people, as we hear from Bob Doty, people sometimes have to choose between using electricity and eating.
When Islamists ruled the city of Timbuktu, electric power was uncommon, but at least it was free. Now, electricity is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But Dumbia Bobby says many people do not have enough money to pay for the service. She says people who are not working sometimes have to choose between paying for electricity or buying food. She says it is an especially difficult struggle for people with children. Dumbia Bobby lives near the main market in Timbuktu. Inside her small mud brick house, the radio is always on. On the main street of the city, streetlights come on as soon as the sun goes down. This is a big difference from 18 months ago. That was when people voted in Mali's first elections after rebels and Islamic groups occupied much of the country's north. Dumbia Bobby says, during the occupation, Timbuktu had electricity for only a few hours a day. She says when the militant Islamic group Ansar Din controlled the area, power went off and on, but at least people didn't have to pay for it. Now, with the return of government rule, people are being required to pay for electricity. After the Islamist occupation ended, Mali's National Energy Company moved quickly to rebuild the power grid. Then, it changed the electricity meters in most houses. These meters record the amount of electricity used. The energy company also began requiring people to pay for the electricity before using it. If the home uses more electricity than has been paid for, the power is cut. Those who have not yet had their meters replaced are in no hurry to do so. That is because they know they will have to start paying for the power they use in advance. Alia Maiga is the local director of the National Energy Company. He has been meeting with people in Kabara, a village just south of Timbuktu. He is looking for electric power customers who have not yet reported to the company's office in Timbuktu. He says during the occupation, people in Timbuktu suffered. That is why the government decided not to force people to pay for the electricity they used. But he says now people must start paying. I'm Bob Doty.
And that is our program for today. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is from Learning English at the Voice of America.